page two items. Rob?
Before we get started with that, indulge me for a second. We have a rare event here at the commission, and Katie May, could you come up for me, please? Last Tuesday, Katie May Loudon, who's been with the commission since August 25th of last year, successfully defended her dissertation. I'll let you tell her what you think of her subject, which what I understood was the evolutionary phylogenetics of sturgeon. I think I got it close. And I was there with Alicia Nelson to see this defense, and it was pretty spectacular, very spectacular. And so we have our third doctor of philosophy at VMRC. The first two, Dr. Jim Wesson and Dr. Eric Barth, and Dr. Katie May Loudon is our third, so I hope to show her a little bit of appreciation.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay, page two, or what we call our page two items, those are projects over $500,000 in project cost that require commission approval. They cannot be approved by staff. These are projects that have been subjected to our standard public interest review and for which we have received no objections. With that, I'll read each the project description for each of the four page two items. The Department of the Navy requests authorization to install magnetometer sensor tubes and cables at minus 55 feet mean low water, requiring 2,345 cubic yards of fill on state-owned submerged lands by deploying a turbidity curtain and releasing sediments at minus 30 mean lower low water in the Elizabeth River at the Lamberts Point deep herring facility in Portsmouth. Item 2B, Norfolk Southern Railway Company requests authorization to hydraulically dredge approximately 162,000 cubic yards of state-owned submerged bottomlands to maximum depths of minus 45 feet mean lower low water in the existing ship berth and approaching channel along Pier P and install 1,250 linear feet of sheet pile shoring along Pier P in the port of Hampton Roads on the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. In this case, the dredge material will be pumped to the Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area, and staff is recommending approval with special condition that the sheet pile shoring be driven by a vibratory hammer and a royalty in the amount of $28,800 for the dredging of 64,000 cubic yards of new material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2C, the City of Portsmouth request authorization to repair and replace approximately 3,660 linear feet of bulkhead and boardwalk, a maximum of 3.8 feet channelward of the existing bulkhead, with 16 mooring dolphins along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River, paralleling Water Street from the downtown tunnel to Tidewater Yachts property in the city of Portsmouth. And item 4D, CSX Transportation request authorization to modify their existing permit to include the construction of a temporary stone causeway composed of non-erodible materials, channelward of mean low watermark, which will allow equipment access to construct 700 linear feet of Class 3 riprap revetment, extended a maximum of 20 feet channelward of mean low water to stabilize an eroding shoreline along the Potomac River adjacent to the Cherry Hill Third Rail Project currently under construction in Stafford County. In this case, staff recommends approval with a royalty of $6,291 for the filling of 2,097 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $3 per square foot. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you may have.
Yes, sir.
I move we approve page two items.
Second.
Any questions before we make our final decision? All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.